Gunners, this is Mike Breyer with the Louisiana Trail Report, Get on a Trail Shreveport LLC, Screaming Monkey, and also the old school at Lincoln Parish Park coming your way in April. Brad, this is Brad Colwell, my co-host of the Louisiana Trail Report. Brad, say hello so the people know it's just not me today.
Hello, Michael. I think you have taken some uppers.
I'm all up on the microphone today.
You're into it, and because I'm going to call out Jackie Sanders, a good friend of mine who runs with us on Tuesday nights, Run AX. Jackie said that you don't talk into the mic close enough. Jackie should know because this is what she does for a living. And I said, okay, we'll try to do better. So, Jackie, we're trying to do better.
So, Brad, as always, we are going to start the podcast with a Louisiana beer.
We are.
So, recently, I went down to the Q50 Extravaganza.
You did.
To do the 13.1 mile. I didn't have my best day, but that's no one's fault except for my own.
Of course.
Because I just kind of was sucking that day. Even though people told me good job repeatedly, I still felt like I wasn't doing a good job.
Yeah, I actually just told somebody good job not long ago, and I really got lambasted for it.
But I stopped on the way down. It's quite a journey down to Franklinton, and I stopped in Marksville because there's a brewery there called Broken Wheel Brewery, and they also have food. So they're a bistro and brewery.
Oh, yeah?
And so I stopped there, and I had some of the beers, and it was a good little pit stop, and I also got a flagon.
What kind of a flagon?
A flagon.
What's a flagon?
Isn't that like an old English saying for like, I would like a flagon of beer, barkeep?
No, I don't know.
I got a growler full of beer, and it's called Muddy Waters, and
okay.
It's a brown ale from Broken Wheel Brewing in Marksville, and that's what we're having today. And they don't do canned beer. They just do it by the growler.
So you got a growler.
I got a growler.
So for people, you know that Marksville is the parish seat of Vols Parish, Louisiana.
I did not know that.
By the way. Probably on the cusp of Acadiana, that French influence in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I know this because, well, I know this, but I lived in Alexandria and Pineville all those years. They're very famous for being the birthplace of our former governor, Edwin Edwards. He's from Marksville.
Cool.
Even though he began his career outside of Marksville, but he was born and raised in Marksville. And in the early 90s, the Tunica Biloxi tribe started the Paragon Casino Resort. I played golf at Tamaka Trails and been to the casino, and it's pretty lively. So Marksville's a nice little place. It really is.
It was, and I got the beer, and let's talk about it real quick. It's called Muddy Waters. I don't know if it's named after one of my favorite blues musicians of all times, Muddy Waters.
Muddy.
From Mississippi, and then kind of famous for Chicago blues. Manish Boy, so many hits. If you don't know Muddy Waters, you are depriving yourself. Go to YouTube and look up Muddy Waters, and also Howlin' Wolf while you're there.
And you know Steve Miller, a famous Steve Miller band. That's how he cut his chops, was playing with Muddy Waters.
Yep. And the Rolling Stones loved Muddy Waters. So there's a great
weird
YouTube video of Muddy Waters doing like a Thursday night set in Chicago at his place. And the Rolling Stones got up on the stage
with him
and performed with Muddy Waters. Can you imagine being there on a Wednesday night? You're just like, I'm going to have a beer and listen to, you know, some blues, and the freaking Stones are there.
I know.
Playing with Muddy Waters.
That's amazing.
People waste these, if I could go back in time, I would go back and sit in that bar in Chicago on a random Wednesday night and watch the Stones and Muddy Waters.
I'd pay
$1 or $2 cover to get in and do it. And drink 50-cent beers.
Back in the day.
And have the best time of my life.
Back in the day.
That's why I'm not a time traveler, because that's what I would do.
I'm not a time traveler either. My father always claimed to his dying breath that the best concert he ever went to is when he got discharged from the Navy in World War II. Louis Armstrong played a free concert for the servicemen that night. And so just to say that and to experience someone like Muddy Waters or Louis Armstrong.
Yep.
My favorite blues is Lightning Hopkins out of Houston, Texas.
Great.
To sit there and listen to those guys play. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
My favorite
is Bobby Blue Bland. Like, I don't, when I drive my vehicle somewhere and if Bobby Blue Bland comes on, even if I'm at my destination,
right.
I don't get out if Bobby Blue Bland
you stay
is
in?
Singing.
Oh, you stay in.
Till the song's over.
Do you really?
That's sacrilege.
Wow. So let me ask you.
You don't get out while Bobby's singing that he pities a fool. You don't do it.
You don't do it. You know, I tell you what's pretty cool, and this is not part of our script, but I have a playlist when I run, right? We all have playlists when I run. And maybe when you start identifying, maybe people can tell us what their favorite playlist is or who they like to listen to while they're running or something. That might be a side.
So let's do that on the Louisiana Trail Report Facebook page. Why don't you put on there what you like to listen to while you're running trails or roads. Some people don't like to listen to music at all while they're on the trails. And I dig that. I respect them.
I respect them, too.
And there are times I don't.
Right.
And there are times that I do. I'm 50-50 on it.
Are you really? So who are you listening to now? Might as well get you out of the way.
Who am I listening to right now?
Right, as you're running. Because you have those, what do you call them, that we sell at Beautiful Run Wild.
But Run Wild is a sponsor of the show. Thank you, Run Wild. I listen to those I use the Aftershocks.
That's it,
and
Aftershocks.
And I stream Sirius XM.
Oh, do
and
you?
So I have a lot of blues on there.
Yes.
And then a lot of classic rock. And then sometimes if I'm running on the road, I'll do rock workout.
Yes.
And I'll listen to the rock workout channel. So that's what I do.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm in, man.
Hey, we started to talk about this beer, Muddy Waters, and we got sidetracked.
We did. So
So it's a brown ale. It's a seasonal ale. They've. It's not really listed upon their list of six or seven flagships.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's just a seasonal. I was not aware of that. But it's a solid brown ale. I'm going to give it a 3.44.
You posted. You did like the sampler, right?
I did the sampler.
Is that what you did first? And then
I did
you
the
went...
sampler. They give you 3 ounces of four different beers.
Right.
I mean, they were all fine. There was nothing to write home about. I don't.
So once again, this looks like postmortem.
Yeah,
urine.
It's dark brown.
Yeah.
It has a good flavor. It's a nut brown ale kind of. It's a middle of the road nut brown ale. I mean, 3.44 is where I'm going. That doesn't sound positive.
It tastes like my espresso this morning.
See, it's not even as rich as that stout we had a couple weeks ago.
What did you give it again?
A 3.44.
Okay.
They're nice people. If you're in Marksville, and I found out that our friend Josh Jenkins, listener of the show,
Josh,
lives closer to Marksville, I think, than he does to Alexandria. He asked me about the place, and I told him.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ran down. Oh, we're going to get
to
that.
Oh, yeah. I
saw you ran with him
at the beginning.
15 yards, and then you didn't see him. That's going to be a 2.87 for me.
I respect that.
I mean, I'm not a dark guy. Yeah. I'm a pale blonde, but that's all right. I'll try anything.
I left the place, and I went back. I went towards Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And I went by New Roads. First time I've ever been that way.
Isn't that a cool place?
Oh, so nice.
It's beautiful on the river.
Beautiful over there. Yeah. I didn't realize it's still a good 35 minutes from Baton Rouge if you live in New Roads.
It is.
I mean, it's a good commute every day to get into Baton Rouge.
It is. And people know that my first triathlon I ever did was in the old Louisiana Tri put on by Kenny Dunaway in New Roads.
Well,
1,000 years ago.
Then I left and I went towards Hammond area. And I stopped at a brewery there to get a sample of a beer from Low Road. And
not High Road.
No, Low Road.
It's spelled L-O-W or L-E-A-U.
L-O-W.
Or L-E-A-U-X.
And then space R-O-A-D. Very simple. Low Road.
It's not like spelled L-E-A-U-X.
No.
R-E-A-U-X.
No. Very simply spelled, okay. Low Road.
All right, Low Road.
And it's in Hammond, and I got there at like 8:15, and it closed at 9, and no one was in there. The bartender, like, I thought the barkeep was going to kick me out when I opened the door, right? Because no one's in. He was probably wanting to go home early. Apparently, they had a parade in Hammond that night. Oh,
but there were, you took a picture, and there were people playing. There's a band?
That was the next day from at a different brewery. Yeah, I went to several breweries, folks.
My bad. Did you bring any beer? Low Road. Were those crowlers too at that place at Low Road?
They did do crowlers, but
No can?
Let the story develop. So I went in there, and the young guy was telling me, first off, he told me that, you know, during the 45 minutes that we talked, he didn't really consider Shreveport part of Louisiana, and most Central and South Louisiana folks don't.
Really?
It hurt my feelings.
Well, we don't consider him part of Louisiana.
Well, I do consider him part of Louisiana, but Shreveport people, I told him, man, if you go down to a LSU game at Baton Rouge, 10,000 of those people are from Shreveport. Shreveport people love LSU football, and they love being in Louisiana or from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So it hurts to hear that. But
that's kind of an insult.
You know what was cool about Low Road? I mean, it was empty because they had a parade in Hammond that day.
What's that guy's name again?
I don't remember what the barkeep's name was. He was a young guy. He was I think they got southeastern Louisiana down there in Hammond, and he was a senior.
He goes to Slow Learning University. Okay.
Oh, he was a nice
Strawberry
kid.
High, that's what we call it.
He was a nice
so,
kid.
So, yeah, so, get okay, he goes to SLU, Slow Learning University. So, okay, his opinion means nothing to me.
So, he was telling me about the Low Road and how it's a female brewer is the owner-operator of the place, and there's only two in the state of Louisiana and only one who's the owner-operator. And she brewed everything I had at Low Road. I really liked.
You liked?
I really liked every beer I had, and it was just me and that kid in there. And he gave me samples of almost. I bought two beers, and he gave me samples of everything else. So
I'm adjusting my mic.
Yeah, I hear that.
The kid from Slow Learning University.
Yeah, he was a nice kid though, but you know, it did hurt my feelings about the whole Shreveport thing. But I'll get over it.
And this is not a beep because my wife is from Baton Rouge, and she never went above I-10 until I married her and took her to Central Louisiana, and then by golly I took her to Shreveport. Yeah. Holy cow, you thought that'd be the end of the world. So I get it. The folks down there, they don't know much of Louisiana.
Well, we love you, even if you don't want to accept I-10, us.
But we love you. Louisiana. I got lots of friends down there, and they're great people and everything. But, you know, they're not exactly sure where Bernice is.
So the next day, so I was going on my way, of course, to the Q50 extravaganza. So I left there, and I drove another hour and 15 minutes to Franklinton. I go to the state park. It's around 10 o'clock at night, and it's closed.
What?
It's closed, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? So I had passed a Baptist church not far away. So I'm like, well, maybe I can pull up in the Baptist church parking lot and
camp out
there in the back, in my tent cot in the back of my truck.
Wait.
Instead of going back the way I'd come, I was like, well, let me go 2 miles to the right and see what's down there, because it was a day use area, or so I thought. So I started to go that way, and then I saw a sign for Bethel Baptist Church, and I went to this, what's like, it's a cemetery church, and it's got an old house, I guess the priest, the pastor used to live in.
Yes.
And no one was living there, and it had a big parking lot, so I just camped out in Bethel Baptist Church parking lot 3 miles away from the state park.
So they didn't have like a pay station after dark? You could swipe
a
card?
No, the gates were just closed. You could not get in there, man.
No kidding. Wow.
It was shut down.
Wow. Okay.
So I slept in the Bethel Baptist Church parking lot and got up the next morning and went over to the race, and, you know.
Could have been worse places to.
You know, Cesar is good as gold, man. Yeah. I saw him the next day. He's just like he was on the interview. Affable and friendly and kind.
Yeah. Right.
He's probably the kindest race director in the state of Louisiana.
Well, he sure sounds kind. I'm not.
And I got to meet Nicole. And you know what's so funny about Nicole is she's hilarious.
Yes.
She is very funny. She has a great sense of humor.
Does she?
I enjoyed the race. the amenities were awesome. The food was fantastic. The trails were just like he described in that stellar report he did, and the trails were awesome.
And you of course teamed up with our good buddy Josh Jenkins.
Yeah, Josh Jenkins and I got a selfie at the start line, and so, we talked bad about you because you went on and on in the Cesar Torres interview episode, somewhere around minute 74 and 16 seconds.
I know.
Extensively about how you're going to go and you're excited.
I was.
Blah, blah. And even if you have to walk, you are going to do it. And I tried to get you to go and you turned me down flatly.
I did, Michael. First of all, I'm old. Second of all, the last 2 weeks during the week, I drove from Shreveport to Pineville to Baton Rouge and back, and I did that 2 weeks in a row.
But I was driving. You could have slept.
I know. I got back, and that you left on Friday. I got back Thursday morning from being down south Louisiana, and I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. I tapped out, man.
I tapped out. I get it.
I slept, but I fall. I checked up on your progress in terms of your adventures, not during the race, but this brewery here, and then afterwards you did the race. It was very, very, I saw the start. I saw you and Josh at the start. That pumped me up. Josh doesn't wear a shirt, but he can pull that off. He's young. I can't pull that off. But, and then, but coming back, you finished the race,
yeah,
and you came back, and then you hit something you have to expound upon.
So, real quick, I wanted to cover something.
Maybe you don't want to expound upon it?
Well, real quick, I want to cover something. I ran into a guy before the race who was wearing just sandals.
Yeah?
Yeah, and not trail running shoes. And the funny thing about, and I've noticed, and he was just like all the people I've run into who run in sandals, they have to tell you or point out the fact that they're running in sandals.
Now, why are they doing that?
I don't know. It's like a rite of passage, like, hey, I happened to notice that you didn't notice that I was wearing sandals.
I don't care to notice.
I don't care you're wearing sandals.
Who cares?
I don't care.
It means nothing.
It's like a point of pride or contention for them. If you don't mention it, you're like,
yeah,
you know.
It's like that guy, like those folks that want you to see their Ironman patch.
Yeah.
They put it to where you can always see it. Those people drive me crazy.
Ironman people.
Yeah.
Piss me off.
Do you know anybody like that? I don't know.
I don't know anybody like that.
I don't know. But, you know, it's right there for all the world to see. And I'm like, am I supposed to be impressed by this? I don't know.
Well, you know, and we started to get into something, but sometimes you lead me and you throw me a softball, and I don't know what the hell you're throwing me.
Okay.
You might have to give me some more information.
No, I won't say it. I thought about getting an Ironman patch, and I thought that would be so vain.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a lot of friends that have Ironman patches, and they're nice people, and they're not have any sense of vanity. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you came across as a humble individual, I don't care if he's wearing moccasins.
Yeah.
If he's humble about it, then that's great. You do.
You can run in army boots for all I care.
You do.
Ballet slippers, but I mean, you don't necessarily have to point out that you're doing it. When you do that, it tarnishes it to me.
You know? I mean, why not?
Hey, if you want to run a race in full fireman's garb, do it. But once you start calling all the attention to that,
that's get out of my way.
To me, then that's just selfish, and I don't like.
Yes.
You
know? Yeah, those people should be bludgeoned.
I mean,
well, not
if
bludgeoned.
You do it for the right reasons, I'm cool with it.
I think those you don't bludgeon those people. I think those are the people that just kind of slip something in their drink, Michael.
Maybe so.
Yeah, because you don't want all the mess.
Are you staying pat on your your judgment on the Muddy Waters?
I am.
Because I love Muddy Waters. I mean, he's a great musician. So
if
I hate that he was tarnished.
If I were Muddy Waters' family, first of all, I need to investigate this. And secondly, I need to take my name off this beer because it does not equate with Muddy Waters.
Standards.
Standards.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's just not. No.
Speaking of high standards, we have the Red Dirt Ultra coming up.
Coming up. Fun is
that
doing
is a
it.
Great race in a beautiful place.
Caroline Dorman.
and also the sandstone loop.
Sandstone loop, my bad.
Both. It's both. Not bad. You're right. You're partially right. It's going to be awesome. There's a local race that I'm running that day in the morning, and then I'm going down there in the afternoon.
And you're
going
to help out.
And I'm going to help out.
That's good. So good.
And I'm excited.
Michael. You do that a lot to people.
Maybe I can start doing the foot massages.
Maybe so.
Maybe you can request me to do your foot massage.
You know what?
People.
Can you do an interview with that lady? Maybe.
Oh, Georgie.
I wonder if we can do that.
Georgie's probably being tired of being mentioned on the Louisiana Trail Report podcast.
I wonder, we ought to get her on just to talk about that.
Maybe she can tutor me and show me how to do foot massages.
Okay, you're going to ask her to set up a date, and we'll put her in like a, We do the Zoom or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And we'll just take about 10 minutes of her time.
I mean, I'm not against it, but I was just going to steal all her knowledge for free.
Well, I'd rather have Georgie do my feet than you. Sorry.
I have gifted hands.
Yeah, well.
You don't even know.
I know, but.
So, after the Red Dirt Ultra,
I'm about to. You're going to put your Iron Man patch right in my face. I'm about to see it while you're doing my feet.
We have the Gum Springs Fat Ass.
I was talking to a buddy of mine
I know through trail running. His name's Spanky Torres.
And, why don't you put the patch on your forehead?
Which is a great name, Spanky.
Spanky?
Yeah, Spanky Torres. I was talking to him he was working the aid station for Cesar down at the Q50.
Is that kin of Cesar's?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think they're any kin.
They're not? Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Spanky Torres. If I got it wrong, I'm sorry, Spanky.
Yeah.
I could have.
Well, there's only one person listening, and I don't think it's Spanky. So,
anyway.
You can call me anything you want.
Now I got to look it up on Facebook.
Okay.
But
you keep doing that. And I'll say that when you got done with Q50, you made a trip to another brewery, and you extolled their virtues up and down.
Oh, is that where you're going?
That's where I was going with this.
So after the race was over, I went to Chifuncta, which is down in Mandeville.
Yes.
Which is close to Abita Springs, so I should have probably went to another brewery and gone to Abita Springs, but I was going to save that for another day.
No, I mean, I like you did that. You went there instead of Abita Springs, because I think everybody knows Abita Springs beer, Michael. I mean, Chifuncta, maybe that's something a little different, especially folks in North Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Everybody knows Abita, but probably nobody knows much about Chifuncta.
No, people don't really know much about Chifuncta.
So there we go.
I went there, and they were doing a gumbo day for $20.
Oh,
there are nine teams competing, and you could have as much gumbo as you wanted for $20.
You were kidding.
And you got a white ticket where you could vote the one you wanted to vote.
And you just happened upon this.
I happened upon it, but daggum Cesar, he filled me up with so much jambalaya and pasta salad
that you did not partake
of
the gumbo.
Fruit salad was all delicious that
fruit
I was
salad.
Full
yummy,
by the time
yummy.
I got to Chifuncta, and I could not take up the gumbo challenge.
Wow.
So I just went in and had a couple beers and listened to the cool band, and I smelled the gumbo. The gumbo smelled fantastic. But Cesar filled me up with
you
so
didn't
much
get
of
it.
That.
Could you have
food.
Gotten it to go?
I don't think they'll let you take seven bowls of gumbo to go.
Yeah, okay.
All you have to eat it there.
Dang.
But yeah, it was all you can eat gumbo.
Dang, that has got to be one of the biggest missed opportunities that you have had in the last 10 years.
In my life.
In your life, right there. I'm saying.
That
I think
and
so.
Some investments, you know.
Well, I know, but I mean, investments come and go, but when are you ever going to go? You're just going to have to go back next year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go back, and then maybe I can get my food from them and put it in the truck, and then I can go eat the gumbo.
There you go.
And then, because I was hungry halfway home. It was a five-and-a-half-hour drive. I was hungry halfway home anyway.
I'm going next year, Michael.
Okay, on the Louisiana Trail Report Facebook page.
Yes, yes.
We're going to do a poll on who really thinks Brad is going
to go
next
Q50.
Year.
Q50.
That's not going to turn out very good for you.
No. What are you doing? You're looking.
I'm looking up Spanky, but Spanky. I don't actually think he's friends with me. Hey, we got to fix that, Spanky, if you listen to the show.
All right, Michael, continue on. So you went to Chifuncta. You didn't get the gumbo. You chickened out.
But I did get another beer. Yeah,
you did get another beer.
But we're going to save it for another podcast.
That's
cool. Or
we're
going to end today's episode and then do a quick taste of the Chifuncta beer for the next podcast.
We are?
We can.
Because remember, I've got the beer that Tony gave me from City Brewery down
in
Brent
Ridge. This is in a growler, and it has to be drank before.
God.
Tony's can wait for a long time.
Yeah, he's in a can. Okay, yeah. All right, next.
Okay, so the Gum Springs Ultra is coming up March 16th. It's not an ultra, it's a fat ass.
You're doing a fat ass.
Yeah, the March fat 16th. Ass in Gum Springs. It's near Winfield, Louisiana, folks, and it's free. All right. So let me pull up my soapbox.
Wait.
I got my soapbox pulled up.
It's free.
All right.
I mean, most fat asses I know are free. There is one, but I think you have to pay.
All right. So there has been a trend in ultra running lately where people have began to monetize fat asses. Okay, folks. A monetized fat ass, if you go to one of these, you're getting bamboozled. It's trickeration. You are getting fleeced.
That's not
You're
a
getting
word.
Flocked. You're getting fooled.
I don't think trickeration's a word. But
trickeration is definitely a word.
Okay,
so a monetized fat ass is a race a race in disguise, folks. Just imagine somebody's going to rip off the fat. Aha! You're really a race. Okay? That's what a monetized fat ass is. So if you have to pay $35 for a hoodie, or if you have to pay $75 for a belt buckle when you finish the 100K, people, you've been tricked. That's a race. It's not really a fat ass. Fat asses are free.
Yeah. Well, you
free
know
the fat ass. Oh, I'm going to get some buttons. Free the fat ass.
Free your fat ass.
Yeah, free your fat ass.
Really?
Yeah. So the Gum Springs fat ass is near Winfield, Louisiana, March 16th. It is free. We are going to meet on Friday night, do a little 5-mile night run. Then Saturday morning, we're going to do the 17-mile loop either one time or two times. I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And there's also a campground loop.
Really?
Maybe I'll cook some gumbo.
Is Todd coming?
Todd is probably not coming.
Good.
But there's a great barbecue joint nearby.
Is Chad,
there's a McDonald's 3 miles down the road if you're really, really hungry and you didn't bring provisions.
Is Chad going?
I don't know if Chad's coming. Chad, I hope you come.
Yeah. Where are Doug and Lori? Are they coming?
Doug and Lori? I haven't heard from them.
Okay.
I would love if they would come.
All right.
But it's in Winfield. It's not far from Natchitoches, and it's also not far from a place called Coochie Break.
That is true.
And break is spelled B-R-A-K-E, and break in Louisiana is another word for swamp.
It is.
So like Cane Break, there's a beer called Cane Break. That's Cane Swamp. And Coochie Break, I was going to name a race after the Coochie Break, but
nah.
I didn't think my wife would allow me to do that, but it's near Coochie Break is where the race is, where ass is going to happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably not far from the best barbecue joint in Louisiana.
Yeah, and so in Clarence?
Yep.
Clarence, Louisiana, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's the name of it again?
I forgot. I'm old now.
Well, there's not many barbecue places in Clarence. Like there's only one, it's like a blinking red light. You can't miss it.
I'm going to leave. Keep talking.
After that, guys, we've got the old school at Lincoln Parish Park coming up. And so I'm really excited. This is the fourth year of the race. We have been growing pretty much every year except the second year we went backwards a little bit because we had to have the race on a Sunday as opposed to a Saturday to accommodate an autism group that wanted to have a race on Saturday. But other than that, the race has been growing every year.
Just came to me, Grayson's Barbecue.
Grayson's
Barbecue. How did I forget that? Grayson's.
And the old school is April 6th, and it's in Ruston. It's a 5-mile, a 10-mile, and a 20-mile race. Would love to have you guys come out.
I'm going to tell people that's my favorite race you put on.
Thank you.
Because it's just a beautiful park. It's the springtime. The dogwoods are just blowing.
The azaleas.
And the azaleas. And the weather is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And there's a nice pavilion that you serve food, the after party, after race party, maybe. It's incredible.
Yep.
I like it. I like it. It's probably the best venue that you put a race on.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. It's better, you know, it's better than, well, it's better than Wild Azalea's venue, where the race is.
So a lot of the Shreveport locals know this. The weekend after the old school is the great recycle race. And it's happening here in Bossier City, which is a place we don't have a whole lot of races in Shreveport, Bossier.
No.
Most of them, 80% are in Shreveport, maybe only 15 or 20 in Bossier.
Bossier
City. This is a Bossier City.
That's right.
Yeah, race. Mm-hmm. And it's a 3-mile or 6-mile race this year. And it's on a cross-country course, Brad.
It is, Michael. And basically, the folks out there, the police jury and the folks at South Bossier Park, just they mark it for us. They do everything, and we just show up. How cool is
they're
that?
They're great guys. Thank you, Mr. Soche, for helping us.
Absolutely. They do a good job.
So, Brad, tell everyone the details of it, because I've been speaking so much. You tell everybody the details of the recycle race.
Oh, sure. Well, it's on grass. Okay, next.
The price?
Oh, what is it's free.
It's not free. It's $20.
It's $20, and you get a recycled T-shirt from an old race.
That's the gimmick.
Yes.
Everything is new to you.
Well, it's not that the shirt that you're getting was worn by a wrestler while he or she was wrestling and had sweat all over it. So it's a new T-shirt. It's new to you.
I think, weren't all the shirts worn by Olympic athletes?
Yes. They're all worn by people with Ironman stickers and tattoos on them, too. So
I will put every single one of those shirts on my body.
Yes.
That's what you want to do.
So And the medals are recycled, too. The medals are from previous races.
And the bibs are recycled.
And the bibs are recycled, too. And so it's timed.
Yep.
Rudimentarily timed.
No, professionally.
It is?
Yeah.
Who does that?
By Run Wild race timing.
Not that guy, Brad.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, he's horrible.
He does a great job.
Oh, he's a pain in the butt, man.
Well, that's true. He's not a morning person, but, maybe we should start to race it. 12:01.
That would be good. But anyway.
But so the Great Recycle Race in Shreveport, 3 miles, 6 miles, is at a cross country course.
Yes.
It's $20, people.
Only 20.
Bridget came up last year.
Bridget did. Bridget.
And so did Josh Jenkins.
Bridget, who won our tamale
Bridget's
contest.
Vehicle wouldn't start, and Josh Jenkins helped her get it started.
Bridget brought her German Shepherds.
She did.
No, all seriousness, it is a fun. It's safe.
Yeah.
It's fun. There's no traffic that you have to deal with.
If you're like afraid of like, oh, trails are so intimidating to
me.
It's not. Running on a lawn.
It's
basically
like you're running on AstroTurf almost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hard at all. It's fun. It's a 3-mile loop, and of course, the 6 miles do
and
it
you know
twice.
What? I love this race because, Brad, I mean, it's all profit for us folks because we've already spent that money.
you make a ton of money on that race, by the way.
I mean, we it's $20 for you.
No.
And it's just basically paying us back for stuff that we overspent on to begin with.
And trust me, we got medals, don't we?
We got medals, and we have extra T-shirts, too.
We got medals and T-shirts.
We got those.
And I wonder sometimes if not just to make a T-shirt, but I don't know.
Well, Brad, after that race, we've got a little bit of a pause in Louisiana.
Oh, we
don't have that many races going on right now. So if you are a young race director wanting to get in the market, hey, there's plenty of room between April and June.
Yeah.
But in June, we've got Run to the Hills. That is by Q50.
That is. That's
June 15th.
June 15th, yeah.
And look, Brad, while I was running there, I was thinking about Run to the Hills, and I thought I could get some pool noodles and tape them to my chest and my back, right? One in the front, one in the back. And then I could put some kind of netting over me, like a really fine netting so that the bugs or the horse flies couldn't get to me. And then the pool noodles would act to keep the netting off of me so that I can run without getting bit by the horse flies.
Well, that would work, or we could use that tape that we used last year.
That tape was fun, but it's too small. I mean, they still get you in other places.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
So after Run to the Hills,
yes, sir,
we've got Louisiana Summer Nights, August 3rd.
Puts that it's kind of an urban setting, yep, for a trail run.
Yeah.
Right. But you did it last year.
I did it last year. I don't know that I'm going to do it this year. I don't know that I'm not going to do it this year. I don't know what I'm doing in August. It's actually kind of a long way away for me.
Yes.
But our friend Marcos went down there recently. Marcos Gonzalez Villaba.
Marcos did?
He went down there. He didn't do that race, but he went down to that trail system and ran it and really enjoyed it.
Did he scream?
I don't think he screamed.
Okay, Marcos screams when he comes across
really?
The finish line. Marcos?
Yeah.
Our buddy Marcos?
Yeah.
Who's the Loyola cross-country coach. Oh, yeah. He's got to stop the screaming,
He's
Michael.
A screamer.
He screams like a little girl when he finishes a race. He's the nicest guy in the world.
Like a little girl?
Yes, but you got to stop screaming,
okay,
Marcos.
Well,
maybe you're like a 40-year-old
we can get him
man.
To do the old school this year, and I can hear the scream, because I don't think I've heard it before.
I'm telling you, the screaming, Marcos, has got to stop.
Marcos, you do what you need to do, bud.
And okay, well.
Hey, he recently did his first ultra. He went over to East Texas.
Did he scream?
And he did one of those monetized fat asses.
Oh, I hate monetizing.
But he did a distance where he didn't get a buckle. So he just did like 40 miles.
Did he scream until he got a buckle?
I don't know. No, he didn't get a buckle at all. But if you wanted to run 62 miles, you could get a 100K buckle there, but you had to pay for it because it was a monetized fat ass.
Oh,
but if you wanted to run less, then you could give a donation, which I imagine Marcos did because he's a charitable dude.
Marcos is a nice young man. Yeah. He just got
probably gave a
Marcos.
Donation to run, but he did do an ultra over there.
He did.
Man, it was rough because I think it was only like a 2 mile loop. 40 miles of 2 mile loops is.
That's kind of like that thing that Doug and Lori do. Remember that race that DJ's only
mile
and a half?
I've done that.
Oh,
run around
good.
The cone.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackalope Jam.
Yeah. And we had the idea of running a marathon around baseball
bases.
Oh, how
that's
cool
not
that
a
be.
Terrible idea.
That'd be pretty
We've
cool.
had worse ideas
We've
than
had
that,
worse
folks,
ideas.
Believe it or
okay,
not.
Okay, so we've got the summer nights down.
Yep.
In Lafayette, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then, well, it kind of picks up in the fall again, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the last race until I guess.
Pretty much.
Really what I consider the next season starts.
Yeah.
And apparently this year it's going to start with the No Man's Land.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's going to start with No Man's Land, for, as far as I know right now.
Yep.
And then it's going to be the Screaming Monkey.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
It's gotten hard for me to not say Screaming Monkey 100. It's been a learning curve.
You know, again, it goes back to I like it just being Screaming Monkey.
Yeah.
What's wrong
with that? I mean, but I've got so accustomed to say Screaming Monkey 100 that it's been a little bit of a learning curve, but I figured it out, I think. I hope.
You know, that's really the only t-shirt I wear promoting another race. I don't get my shirts. I don't put a shirt back for me because I want people to have it. I haven't had Wild Azalea shirt in like 5-6 years.
Oh, by the way, I am wearing the Extravaganza shirt today. None of you can see it, but it is a large.
Yeah.
And it feels like a large.
You're looking
which
sexy.
I like because my belly has gotten fat over
You're
the time.
You're looking sexy.
And I can sit out on my chair at home and my belly doesn't get exposed, like, you know, it doesn't start riding up on me while I'm watching TV.
It doesn't?
No.
But
comfortable.
Yeah. So
you see the alligator on there?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm repping the shirt today, Cesar. Thank you.
So do you think about calling it Big Butts? Remember we talked about that stuff? Because everybody says the word fat ass. And I wonder if you call it Big Butts.
Well, there already is a race called Big Butts.
Well, I know there is, but
it's in Jackson, Mississippi in the summer. Like, it's right around the last weekend of July, and I have done it the last couple years, and I might do it again this year. It's a great race.
Well, there's a big race in Baton Rouge I've timed before with Farrah LaBeouf, and it's called the Fat Boy, which is pretty cool. That's a good race.
I never heard of the Fat Boy.
Fat Boys, yeah. So I was just thinking
Big
Butts. I don't know. I don't know. I don't go down south Louisiana.
And I've heard Farrell LaBeouf's name multiple times.
Farrell's one of the greatest guys. He and his wife Robin and
so
Bertha.
Why have we not had Farrell LaBeouf on an episode of Louisiana?
Farrell could give us some really funny stories about from a timing perspective. He knows.
What did he used to do? What was he in charge of before?
Farrell owns Cajun Timing. Uh-huh. He's been the premier timer in the state of Louisiana for the last 30 years.
Okay.
He times everything from triathlons, duathlons, swimathons, marathons, half marathons.
So now I'm ticked that everything. We have not had Farrell LaBeouf on this
Farrell
podcast.
Farrell is one of my dear friends, along with David Dempsey, who just tried to call me. Dave and I have learned so much from Farrell on how to time races. And Farrell's
can
the guy.
Can we effort that for like
we could probably
April, May,
get
June?
An idea.
Because
Farrell has a real job. But all these years he's had this timing company on the side, and his
he has a cool name. Farrell LaBeouf is a cool
Farrell's one of my favorite people in the whole world. Nice guy.
Let's get him coming to the
I'll reach out to Farrell because I'm sure he's got some good tales to tell.
Well, Brad, we're more than 40 minutes into this episode, and I think it is a great time to do a trail profile.
Okay, what are we profiling?
You know what, I recently was traveling from South Louisiana to North Louisiana.
Yes.
And when I was, I went ahead and stopped in Natchitoches at the Grady Irwin Trail System. All right. So if you take the Natchitoches exit, you're probably getting tired. Your feet are getting sore. Your butt's getting tired. You're wanting a snack.
Yeah.
Get off in Natchitoches and go to the Grady Irwin Trails. It's 3 miles down the road. So you head toward... you get off I-49 and you go toward Natchitoches. And when you do, you'll see a Nicky's restaurant, Brad.
Yes.
Right across from the Nicky's is the entrance to the trail.
You know what? It's on the right.
It's on the right. Yes.
I know, because Nicky's is a Mexican restaurant.
Yes, it is.
And it's across, yes.
Right across from the Mexican. Yes. So you can run trails and then go eat. Drink a couple beers and have some chips and salsa when
margaritas
you're done. That sounds like heaven.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
So you did that exit, and you go past the French Market, and you go down towards Natchitoches. It has three trails, Brad, an A loop, a B loop, and a C loop. So A loop is 1.2 miles. B loop is 0.7 miles and C loop is 1.7 miles. So overall, it really adds up to just about 3.5 miles of trail. There's a bayou right there that it's kind of sandwiched between that and a golf course and Highway 6.
Yes.
And NSU has a research station that they run through there, and they kind of help take care of the trails with some locals. There's like some ponds. There's a pond with an old pontoon boat sitting in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a pontoon, a John boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of like old metal things. I don't even know what they're from, but they're very interesting.
Yeah.
And there was even a shopping cart there that I saw. I mean, it's a great little trail system. Kudos to the city of Natchitoches and NSU for keeping it up.
Yes.
But if you're traveling on I-49, it is a great little opportunity for you to get off and then stretch your legs. And even if you do a 0.7-mile walk on Trail B, and then get some chips and salsa, that is a great opportunity.
I've never eaten at Nicky's.
Really?
Never have. No, I'll pass by and I think,
it's solid. I mean, it's hot and fresh.
Parking lot's always packed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the trail profile. Okay. It's called the Grady Irwin Trail.
Yeah.
3.5, maybe 4 miles of trail.
Uh-huh.
Very nice, well kept. It was beautiful. And I walked it that day because I had an injury, but I enjoyed it.
Sweet.
So that's the trail profile for today, folks.
Trail,
so
profile.
Trail in Natchitoches.
All right.
Just a little, tiny little trail.
Sounds good. Okay, what is next, Michael?
Well, we were going to talk about fat asses, but I kind of went off earlier when I was talking about Gum Springs.
Yes, yes.
And I kind of delivered my opinion about monetized fat asses there. Fat asses should be free. No one should be making money off of fat asses. If someone is, it's a race. You're getting bamboozled. People,
yes.
It's a trick.
Yeah, I'm not into...
Don't trust it. Keep fat asses free. I swear we need some buttons, some t-shirts. Keep fat asses free.
Can we do a race called the high ass?
Well, we've talked about your high ass before.
Yeah.
We can do a race called the high ass.
Yeah, I could, a high ass race, I could be the, what do you call it, the poster boy for the high ass race.
We have to see your crack.
No, I'll wear overalls.
Maybe we could put a piece of tape or a sticker over the crack so we can see it.
No crack.
No crack.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I'll wear overalls so to protect
Nobody
myself.
Wants to see that.
Nobody, it's very, it happened to me last Sunday after church. We went to Jason's Deli, and it happened to me. I dropped. I was making the bar salad, you know, and I dropped a tomato, and I reached down to grab the tomato off the dirty floor, which I figure the 5-second rule, right? Is it 5 seconds or 3 seconds?
I think it's 5 seconds.
I think I grabbed it, and it just exposed it to some old lady, and the next thing you know, the paramedics were coming in. They got the heart, they're pumping her chest, and it was bad.
The 5-second rule always makes me think of that Seinfeld episode where George ate the eclair off the top of the trash can.
I remember that, yeah.
Like, George did I remember looking at it and thinking, that's not that bad. Look, I mean, it's sitting there, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Except for one little bite in it.
Absolutely.
It was wasteful not to eat that eclair.
If I dropped a cherry tomato on a trail, I'm picking it up.
Definitely a cherry tomato. Yes,
I love
any kind
tomatoes.
Of tomato. I like all.
I'm
tomatoes.
Picking it up, and I'm doing something to get the dirt
but
off.
But if
of it
was sliced, if it was already a slice of tomato, you drop on the trail, would you still eat it?
I'd still eat it. Yeah, I'd lick off and spit it out. The dirt, probably for me.
Yeah. I don't think I'd eat it if it was sliced, but if it was whole, I would definitely eat it.
If there was some water nearby, I'd probably dip it in the water.
No.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
you're gonna have diarrhea for weeks.
I have it with a fat ass anyway. It's part of the high ass that happens. But okay, yeah, we'll do that. Michael, I told you before we started this podcast, we're off air, and I'm getting very close to getting us a sponsor. Remember we talked about people wanting to sponsor.
Yeah. Okay, so are you going to
reveal
it
to me? I am in negotiations right now with Daryl's Wild Fish and Fowl up just north of Williana.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking to Daryl right now.
Is he going
to
get us some wild fish and fowl?
Well, he's got a special going on, fresh kill raccoon. And it's really he deep fries it. I mean, it's 3 days. Fresh kill raccoon. Daryl goes up and down the highway there in Williana, and that's going into Winfield.
Yep.
And so I'm working on him.
Are we going to make this available only to our Patreon subscribers?
Yeah, I think so. It's a 20. We'll give him like 20. I'm negotiating between 20% and 5% off the fresh raccoon kill at Daryl's. But Daryl's a good guy. He's got one eye, and he doesn't have fingers on his left hand. But other than that, it's fine.
Hey, you don't need fingers on your left hand if you're right-handed.
No, you don't. No. You don't. So
just
anyway,
use it as a club.
Working on it. We're getting there. Just let you know.
All right. So we've got some sponsorship coming up.
Yep.
And we've already told you about all the upcoming races coming up in Louisiana. We told you about the Grady Irwin Trail near Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a great little opportunity for you to get off of I-49, stretch your legs,
sure.
Do a little 1.7, a 0.7, and a 1.2. You could do one, or you could do all. I mean, just get off your butt for a little bit. I mean,
that's it. Yeah.
Man, driving that I-49 is just tedious, man.
I do it every week.
And it's like 3.5 miles from I-49 when you head towards Natchitoches. So,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to pass again without stopping at the Great Irwin Trail.
Are you
Trail.
Really?
I don't think I am. Now that I know about it, it's like a secret weapon.
Well, I drive by there every week, so maybe I just just kind of take a right off the exit and go down.
And you know what, man? It would do so much for you mentally to just do the B trail, which is 0.7.
Just walk it or something.
Walk it and just like clear your mind and then get some more gas and head home. Get back on the road, man.
It's 45 minutes from my house to the exit.
Oh,
and it's perfect. 45 minutes from the exit to my office in Pineville.
Okay. So it's a perfect midway point.
It's a perfect midway point.
Oh, great.
Perfect midway point.
Well, I'm glad I was able to share that little
tidbit of information. Thank you, Michael. That was wonderful. So what is that ending the program? We've talked for 50 minutes. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
You know what? This is actually one of the shortest
Louisiana Trail Report episodes. People are saying, thank God. Yes. We're over 2,000 downloads.
I saw that today. I was so impressed. Yeah. 2,000 on Podbean.
We're doing it.
We probably
man.
Have as many on
Apple. It's our intellect, man. Hey, I mean, it's.
You know what, Brad? I made a Facebook post. Not long ago.
A post.
And people didn't respond as well as I would like. So if you like the Louisiana Trail Report podcast, please go to Apple. And make a review.
Yeah.
And write us a little something
why not?
About it.
Like, yeah, that's wonderful.
And if you
wonderful.
Don't like it, and don't do that. But if you do like it, do that.
It's the best trail running podcast in Louisiana.
No doubt.
And probably in the country.
Ooh. Yes, definitely in the country.
There's a podcast. Is it Ultra Running?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are horrible. Anyway, okay, Michael, so that is it. We're going to sign off now and say bye to everybody. We
All
hope.
Right, so thank you for joining us on this episode of Louisiana Trail Report.
Happy
run trails in Louisiana. Run trails wherever you are, but if you're in Louisiana, run trails.
I was going to say happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, support Louisiana Trail Running.
Lent is coming up, so for 40 days, don't give up trail running.
So, Brad, wait, I thought we were going to go, but I wanted to say one more thing.
Okay.
I made a post on the Get On A Trail Shreveport Facebook page.
Yeah.
I guess it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was just a picture I had taken of a trail.
I saw that.
And people, said, you find the copperhead. But the joke was, there was no copperhead, right?
Yeah.
That was the joke.
And
so I thought it'd just be fun and, say, hey, there was no copperhead.
Kind of sucked me into it.
And I got a couple people who were like, that's why I don't run trails, or I'll never run trails because of that. And
I
got the opposite effect of kind of what I was wanting, Brad.
Yeah, but that's,
it was a ha-ha joke, but, people...
They took it.
I just want to say, if you're not running trails because of snakes, then you're just cheating yourself, because I've run thousands of hours on the trails.
Yes.
And I've had maybe 3 or 4 encounters with snakes that in those thousands of hours that were even a little bit suspect. And I've never had a dangerous situation, anything that escalated to a dangerous situation with a snake on the trails. So if snakes are the reason you aren't running trails, you're really just fooling yourself, because snakes really don't care about you.
You're dead to us.
They're more scared of you than you are of them.
They are, and I'll back you up on that. Similar with me, I've never been attacked by a snake on a trail. They feel you coming way before you sense.
I don't even
them.
Want to imagine how many snakes I don't see.
Oh, I know. I mean, hundreds that we don't see.
You probably see 3 for every 20 that you don't see.
That they skedaddle out of the way, because they feel you. They feel the vibration of the ground. They know something's coming and they get out of there.
But the thing is, usually the ones that don't get out of there are the bad boys. But
now
if you stop and you see them in time, or you jump right over them, and they're not after you.
No, the last one I saw was at the Monkey Trails, and it was just a baby snake. It was right in the middle of the trail, and it just was hunkered in.
Yep.
Into the it knew I was coming.
It was just scared. It didn't know what to do.
It was scared, and I just jumped over it. And I remember Teresa Parker was in front of me, and she didn't even see it. And then when I told her about it, she freaked out. I said, "Well, you've already passed it."
Yeah, It's over.
Yeah, it's over. So anyway.
Yeah, so if snakes are the reason you're not running trails, y'all are, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean,
so people could maybe, so on the website, people could let us know their snake encounters.
We've already done enough call to actions on this episode.
Or
we don't have to have another call to action.
What music do they listen to?
Yeah, we already did that.
They do?
And we did a thing about the music. What music do snakes listen to? There you go. That could be.
I don't know. But
anyway, so we already did a couple call to actions. So okay. We don't want to do any more call to actions.
Well, let's just stick with what music do you listen to when you're on the trail?
There you go.
Since that was the one we talked about first.
There you go.
All right, cool. Michael, thanks.
Hey, a good episode, Brad. You're looking good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been sticking to your diet there pretty nicely.
I think I have, and I ran yesterday morning before the rain came. It was slow, but I got it in because the rest of the day it poured. And I saw you and Chad went and ran on the trails yesterday.
I did get some trail time yesterday.
Yeah, and y'all must have gotten there early because
it got nasty.
Yeah, it did. So I just kind of with you. So anyway.
Okay. All right, so guys, so go out and hit a Louisiana trail, if you need some ideas, hit me up, and I'll help you out.
Okay.
Otherwise, I hope to see you on the trail. And you know, don't forget to sign up for the old school Lincoln Parish Park. And amen. Also, you can look up the fat ass that I'm having March 16th.
Fat ass. Don't
Brad,
forget.
Are you coming? Are you
fat ass?
Are you actually coming to that fat ass?
March 16th, you said?
Yeah.
Let me look at it. and
I hope Brad
also
will be there.
Red Dirt, don't forget, folks. Red Dirt is next weekend. I'm sure Fawn could use volunteers or even folks to sign up at this late date.
Yeah, hey, sign up. Red Dirt's a great race. I love it. I've done it multiple times.
Yes. Okay, everybody. So I'll just say happy trails.
Happy trails.